Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends alone.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk. It's an evergreen show. Evergreen shows mean we can run this anytime we choose, so there's no calendrical material. There's nothing that refers to recent times or anything. So that way, if we choose, we could run this show over the next 30 years two or three times. That's how evergreen, that's why they're called evergreen, because they are exactly that. And the fact that I even told you that makes it less evergreen. But that's what it is. Alrighty, so if you're expecting events and promotion of events and all that kind of thing, then it's not going to happen. Okay? Not for this show. But we try and set up evergreen shows, record them when there's a little less going on at certain times. And then that way we can store them up so that occasionally I get a break. Don't have to do this every week. Alrighty? Piper's Crow. Piper's Crow is Dick Hensel's group. Dick Hensel plays just about every whistle type wind instrument in the world. And he does quite a bit. Low pipes and Northumbrian pipes and small pipes and whistles. And yeah. Yeah, and he's good. He's really good. He's done some appearances in the Palouse and up in the Spokane area. And he's really good at what he does. Piper's Crow, this is his group. With a bunch of other folks involved. There's some wonderful auto harp. In fact, we're going to hear the auto harp right now, this set of Cape Breton tunes on this. So here we go, Piper's Crow. Thank you.
young highwayman, this story we will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilworth Mountains, sick against his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. Oh, it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, as Willie he went down, he met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor he knew his features, and he said, young man, said he, your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
How Brennan's wife had gone to town from Beatons for to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. Said, hand to me that tenpenny as soon as Willie spoke. She handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak.
For young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Now with this loaded blunderbuss, the truth I will unfold. He made the mayor to tremble, and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there. So he with purse and saddle to the mountains did repair.
Did young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan made an outlaw on the mountains high, and cavalry and infantry did fare they did try. He laughed at them with scorn until at last was said, by your paws, and in company was truly betrayed. Was young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Hey.
Indeed, the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, originally on the album called Spontaneous Performance Live in Chicago. Pete Seeger on the banjo on that one, Bruce Langhorne on the high guitar, and Tommy Makem and Tom Clancy on the vocals. Of course, most of these guys, I think they're all dead now. Patty Clancy might still be alive, but I don't think so. And they were the ones who pushed the whole Irish pub thing. They came over to New York in the 50s and got jobs as machinists and bakers and things like that, and sang in the Greenwich Village scene and influenced a lot of folks like Bob Dylan and people like that. And, of course, even in Ireland, the Irish pub thing was not there, the whole Irish folk thing. Between the Chieftains and the Clancy Brothers, they did it in all kinds of different ways. And, like I say, now they're all gone. This is from an album called The Clancy Brothers' Greatest Hits, of which there are... It's the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem's Greatest Hits. There are about 1,000 different sets of albums called the Clancy Brothers' Greatest Hits that have materialized over the years. And there's always been dispute about which record company owns which and all that kind of stuff that fouls it up so that the catalogs can be complete on CD and all this kind of thing. I think there's still a dispute between the various estates and Columbia Records and Shaughnessy Records, and it's all nuts. So it's about people who care about the money more than the music. Anyway, so the point is that we're going to play a couple more from this album in a second, but I want to play a little more from Piper's Crow, which I need to do, and I haven't queued up the tracks yet. So let's see if I can make this work. I think I can. So let's try this and see what happens here. Piper's Crow.
As I get in by stricken tune, I heard a fair maid mourning. She was making her sad complaint, which true love ne'er returned. Then I to my doot to my daddy, oh, I to my doot to my day. I to my doot to my daddy, oh, I to my doot to my day. There's many's the horse that's snapped and fallen, and risen again for rarely. Many's the lass has lost her lad and gotten another, I tell thee. I to my doot to my daddy, oh, I to my doot to my day. I to my doot to my daddy, oh, I to my doot to my day. There's as good fish in the sea as ever yet is taken. So I'll cast my net and I'll try again, for I'm only once forsaken. I to my doot to my daddy, oh, I to my doot to my day. I to my doot to my daddy, oh, I to my doot to my day. I to my daddy, oh, I to my daddy, oh, I to my day. So I came back to Stricken Toon, where I was bred and born. There I'll get another lad, will marry me the morn. I tickle you to my daddy-o, I tickle you to my day. I tickle you to my daddy-o, I tickle you to my day. So fare you well, your warm embrace, where oft times I've been cheery. Fare you well, your warm embrace, which there I've lost my dearie. I tickle you to my daddy-o, I tickle you to my day. I tickle you to my daddy-o.
The fine old woman, what did I have? This proud old woman did say I had four green fields, each one was a jewel, but strangers came and try to take them from me. I had fine strong sons, they fought to save my jewels, they fought and died, and that was my grief, said she. Long time ago, said the fine old woman, long time ago, this proud old woman did say there was war and death, plundering and pillage. My children starved by mountain, valley, and sea, and their wailing cries, they shook the very heavens. My four green fields ran red with their blood, said she. The fine old woman, what have I now? This proud old woman did say, I have four green fields, one of them's in bondage, in strangers' hands. Try to take it from me, but my sons have sons as brave as were their fathers. My fourth green field will bloom once again, said she.
Oh, that's Solas. Oh, my goodness, Solas. This is based on a documentary about Butte, Montana, and the history of the Irish mining community over there in Butte, which actually some of that filtered all the way through the Northwest. And you go up into Spokane, and there are Irish miners that moved up in there and created big, nice, wonderful houses there in Brown's Addition. People like Patsy Clark. Remember Patsy Clark's restaurant? And that was his home, Patsy Clark. And so this whole Irish mining thing was pretty big in the West. And, you know, we hear about the Molly Maguires in Pennsylvania and the eastern part of the United States. But there was a lot of strong unionism and everything there from Butte, Montana, all the way through Idaho and on up into Spokane. And still is kind of hard. You go to Butte, Montana, if you're a non-union musician, it's kind of hard to find a place to play. And a lot of it had to do with the ability of the Irish to unite and be a part of that whole mining thing. Solas. This is actually their latest album, Michael Conway, The Story of Butte, Montana. There's a documentary, a DVD about it, and everything. So there you go. Alrighty, Kate Rusby before that, The Wishing Wife. And then Piper's Crow. And Neil Gow's Lament for His Second Wife. And All Night I Lay with Jockey and the Piper's Maggot. Yeah, I remember playing the Piper's Maggot with the Irish Jubilee many years ago. Long time ago. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And we're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hang on and hold your horses because there's lots more music coming up. And oh my gosh, there's just lots and lots of good music. I can't even tell you how good it's going to be yet.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the City of Moscow Arts Department, announcing this year's Art Walk opening celebration on Friday, June 13th, with music, entertainment, and art receptions throughout the evening at Moscow venues. More information at the City of Moscow website.
Partly cloudy today with clouds increasing later on the Palouse. High temperatures today 75 in Pullman, 82 in Lewiston. Mostly clear tonight with lows ranging from the mid-40s to the lower 50s. And sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s to the mid-80s. Mostly clear next week.
off your feet. Come, let's banish Rosalie, make all your wrongs seem right. There's heaven in her olive skin on a shamrock sitting night. Lie here on your back now, sunny, and dream of Swinford Town. I'll be your sweetheart.
where you risk your neck down daily, where danger abounds. But our lives are took for granted, they throw us meager pay, and our belts are getting longer while our children fade away. Together we must stand, boys, divided we will fall. No more will go below, boys, let's heed the union's call. Throw your shovels to the ground, boys, until we've had our say. But our lives are worth far more than four lousy bucks a day. What are those corporate miners who motion all the day to judges in their pockets? They legalize bad pay. They won't ask about your mortgage or what your children eat as they dine with city daddies and bow down to their greed. Don't raise the provocation, just burn your wrestling cards. We shouldn't need permission to toil and labor hard. For filling city pockets, rewarded we should be. For a man who works all day and night has earned some dignity. Fight for those who perished in the fire of 17. As the company shrugged its shoulders, they went up like gasoline. Courage worn down to the knuckles as they waited there to die. And beside the doorless bulkheads, the bodies they piled high. So you think your life will value when finally you fall? Having blessed and dug for countless days and given it your all. For what you'll pay your widow won't even bear the cost to lift you up to Duggan's place to put you in a box. So-called Council of Defence, their patriotism's twisted, their loyalties are bent. If the shadow of the eagle, they'll blacklist you and me. Sin because we love our families, we don't love our country. So when you cry for justice, let it be no surprise when they brand you all as traitors and commies in disguise. They say you're dupes and cats, paws of the Kaiser's Germany. But our friends, they swallow bullets so our children can be free. So we've got to seal the unions, we need to close the shop and fight the company suits and copper collars up the top. But it's on the Wall Street dickers, they'll keep their beady eyes, and our cry will fall on deaf ears as the working miner dies. So together we must stand, boys, divided we will fall. No more we'll go below, boys, let's heed the union's call. Throw down your picks and shovels until we've had our say.
Labor Song from Solas with Dick Gawkin. Dick Gawkin, who's perfect to sing that kind of song, who politically and who musically espouses all kinds of pretty far leftist beliefs, who is a real strong proponent of bringing Woody's music and discussions of Paul Robeson and Phil Oakes and all kinds of folks like that over into Great Britain many years ago. And, of course, he started out with the Boys of the Lock back in the early 70s and then did wonderful solo albums. His album, Handful of Earth, is probably a Celtic classic. And again, discusses the very same kind of philosophy. And we never owned one handful of earth. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is called Labor Song from this wonderful album from Solas, about Michael Conway and the Butte mining and all that, and it's good. Kate Rusby before that, Green Fields. I didn't realize this album's been out for quite a few years, and I didn't realize that this is an album of Kate Rusby's own material, all of it. Sounds very traditional. This is much better than the album that she released a couple of years back that is all of her material, which isn't really a very good album. Can't even think of the name of it now. But this is wonderful stuff. I like what she writes. And we're going to play one more from Kate Rusby, and then I think we'll just have time to do a little bit of Dave McRae. Dave McRae and his album, Maui Wind. But for now, Kate Rusby. This is called Four Stars. Nice song. Nice song.
Thank you. drive sound. There's a run-down tavern on the edge of town. That's where the music from the swamp's going down. Parking lot full about a half past ten. Many get there early or you won't get in. Step inside now, you can't go wrong. Gonna be a party here all night long. The jukebox belting out a Creedence song. Something about trooping all night long. A Cajun band about to play for you. You better buy another round for the show at the house by you. Five people deep trying to get to the bar. Savvy ones filling up the barmaid's jar. Taps running cold and the drinks are tall. Standing room only up against the wall. The place will be hopping through the band all night. Those bayou boys will get the groove just right. Folks pushing right up against the stage and getting ready for the midnight show at the house by you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
From his album, Maui Winds, Dave McCrae. Dave McCrae, this is his second album. His first album was called Sidetracks. It was more of a swing album. This is really kind of cool stuff. It's got a Hawaiian feel to it, plus some other things that he's doing. Dave McCrae from Spokane, great songwriter. And he shows up at some of those songwriters, open mic type things that they have there. Good album, Maui Winds, Dave McCrae. You know, folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, Maya Gabriel, production assistant, and we're continuing on. We have 2 hours worth of music more to go, so you just hang on, because we're coming right back. Hang on now.
What do William Blake, Robert Louis Stevenson, and travel writer Jan Morris have in common? Well, their writing has inspired some of the best-known artists in Celtic music. Hear them this week on The Thistle and Shamrock.
You can join Fiona Ritchie for the Thistle and Shamrock at 2 o'clock this afternoon, right after Inland Folk, here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. It's 12. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
It takes funding from a variety of sources to keep Northwest Public Radio on the air. Grants, financial contributions from listeners like you, and sponsorship from community partners, including Pullman Disposal and Schweitzer Engineering Laboratories. Learn more about our program sponsors and how you can join them. Just send an email to nwpr@wsu.edu.